My name is Gary Morrison. I'm conducting an interview for Dr. Suzanne Marshall of Jacksonville State University. Today I will be doing an oral history with Mr. Ray Flatt of 3759 Flynn's Creek Road. He is from Gainesboro, Tennessee, and we will be discussing tobacco farming and the effects that it has on the environment and how to grow tobacco and various other historical topics of that nature. The date today is May 17th, 1994. Okay, what is your name, sir?
Ray Flatt.
And your birthday?
8/17/21.
All right, and your occupation?
Farming, tobacco farming.
Okay, how long has your family been farming tobacco?
Well, we're back to about three or four generations. I say this first. The older ones, they just raised what we used. And you couldn't go to the store and get it then. They just buy the seeds, sow them things, and raise that tobacco back then. That's enough to, they called it charred tobacco. It's not chewing tobacco now, but they called it charred tobacco. And they raised their own charred tobacco. And they come on down until they got the trees. That was the old dark tobacco they was raising then. They cut that stuff, hang it out in the old barn, let it hang out there with the gear out, and they'd twist that up and hang it up by a old fireplace, let her dry up. They'd chew that thing in the wintertime, spit in the old fireplace. And then they got on down to where they'd raised a little burley tobacco on years after that. My daddy raised burley with his. His daddy and his and my great grandfather, they just raised their own. They didn't have a market for it back then. And they didn't have a fertilizer. They just used the barn litter, manure from the barn, put on their back plants. And they'd grow that stuff. And they didn't have good ground work. It wasn't too good. Sometimes it'd be late in the fall, frost about that stuff, and he'd cure up that green, and stem that stuff out, twist it up, and they chew it. And if it didn't make the red juice, it makes the green juice to get there.
Of course, now they probably added additives to chewing tobacco today that they didn't have when they were.
Oh, yeah. So in the day, they harvest that stuff, and they take it to the market Saturday, and they make they add those sweet stuff, and they make it taste a little better now. It'd be like when they was. That's going back to they farmed that for the old mules and horses. My grandfather had an old horse that he always worked around.
How many children were in your family?
My dad's family.
Your dad's family.
13.
13.
I was 12.
And they all worked on the farm?
Well, some of them died in infancy. They were just seven of us that were grown to be gone. Yeah, we all worked on the farm. At twin sisters, they was third down the top. They weren't enough to make it just like men. They'd get out there, help cut that stuff, help set everything. Of course, back then, we had to hump it out just out there. Let's fur and wait till it rained. When it rained, get out there, put that stuff out, sit out there, grow that, and then set it out. And we didn't make the corn crop, we got stuff sit there. Weeds would take it in, it'd take 2 weeks to get stuff cleaned out. You know, 2 weeks, and then, you know, me and always wanted to, and my dad, when I was born, he would get the corn crop and everything done, and then work his tobacco. He finally learned the easy way to do that, to work it along as he worked his corn, not that the wheat gets a bag in.
So he grew other crops besides
tobacco? Oh, yeah. He always worked some hay in. Well, most times it was fodder. He pulled the fodder off that corn. He always raised the corn crop. And we'd go in there in the fall of the year on August. We'd strip the fodder off there, hanging out there, hang that out. And then we got going up to feed two new old cows. We'd always have two cows for milk and butter. Grow our own corn, make our own corn meal. Run that during the Depression day. news, and then Mel Gibson starves to death and then raising their own stuff to eat. Like, you couldn't go to the store and get it like you can now. And you just lay there, we pull that fighter off of there and have to pull
what,
that
what,
up.
What, excuse me, what is a fighter?
That's a blade of horn. The blade, you pull them blades off, tie that up, and we get both handfuls, tie it up, hang it on the stalk. You know, hang out of the door, you're out in the back there, and put five of them together, tie it up, and call that a bubble on fire. But it'd be a case and tie that up. Anyway, that what happened, instead of having hay back then, after the hay came in, that took a lot of work off people had to pull us.
So the crops would feed the family as well as feeding the animals?
Yeah, we could get the corn and feed the animals, the little corn and take that stuff. My dad run a grist mill, grind that meal and make cornbread out of it.
So that made for better manure, the feeding, taking care of the animals?
Yeah.
Feeding them the crops? And
yeah, we'd always keep them in the barn for the winter time, feed them that fodder and corn, shucks, whatever we had. Had to feed them, and then take that manure then, put it on that tobacco patch. It made good tobacco that way, but it's a lot better since you got the fertilizer. It's much harder work to get it down there.
And you mentioned curing tobacco. I know I was reading there's different ways to cure tobacco, flu cure, fire cure, and air cure. Could you explain to me what those mean?
That flu cure, they build a big fire, and then they got pipe run out through there, and they build a fire that. Fire in the barn and you can cure it out that way. And that's kind of a fire cured too. And the air cured where you just hang it in the barn, you put it about, the sticks is 4 foot, you put about five or six plants on one stick, then you hang them about, I'd say 6 to 8 inches apart in the cures, 4 foot long. You hang them in there and they're hanging them just with the air dry. If you're out hanging out the barn like this.
Why would you use fire cure and what?
Well,
what condition?
It cures it out a little faster. Keeps it a lot of times if it's real wet weather and moisty weather, it'll get high in order in case the grits get wet here and it rots pretty bad that way. And they fire cure it, it'll dry it out quicker. There's some places where the radio fail is going under, you pull the leaves off in the patch. You just leave that old stalk there and they take the leaves, string them on the wire and hang them through the barn. That's where they do a lot of that there, fire fuel.
Was that before they had the poles, or did they have the poles when you're...
Yeah, they have poles. There's some does that yet. Most of the fire fuel back in now, I think that's what the radio that dark. It ain't pretty. They call it dark tobacco.
Yeah. What was the size of your family, your personal family?
Six.
Did they all work on the farm as well?
Yeah. We just raised a whole lot of back. The boys at home. And the girls had the two. I got two. We boys two girls. The oldest girl, she put her hand in the back of the boys was. The boy, they like to play and cut up, but she was a real good hand. And she still helps me when it's falling down. She helped me sing it out and helped me pull it off there and put it in the baby. But then boy, they don't want me to raise, they don't want me to quit. They won't hardly help me because they think they won't help, I'll quit. And I think I will quit after this year. I've raised about 55 or 6 crops to back.
I noticed you have your harmonica in your hand. Did you learn to play that on the tobacco field, or did you do it in your spare time?
Yes, we have all along. Every time I was familiar with it, somebody bought one, give it to me. When I was just a little fella, he'd give me a little bit, and I'd blow around on that. And I got another, and actually got on that bigger, and I just blowed a little along on the farm. And not nothing else to do back then. There was no television to watch stuff on those. Get around on that.
Well, could you play a little bit for me? Or?
Yeah, I'd like to play a little song. I guess a little Home Sweet Home would be all right,
okay. Well, it must have taken years of practice to become that good.
Well, I've worked on it a whole lot. I guess I was about 18 years old when I first began strapping a tune on one, and I learned to play a little better. And then I was playing a few bands along. I think I want to give just a little bit of Wildwood Pride. That's what Mama Maybell used to sing. Everybody, I think, never did make any kind of music, always tried a little Wildwood Pride. I think it's not what it went like. Let's see.
I bet your daddy didn't mind you playing that while you were farming tobacco. A little bit of entertainment for everybody?
Yeah, he didn't mind. He played violin himself. He played most of the sacred songs on his violin. He played through the jigs along with it. There won't be one time he played that thing. He always kept it in the dresser drawer, and he wouldn't let me catch that thing without he was around. The mouse got in that dresser drawer, and he got in there, and there was a little F, you know, on there, and he know the hole he got down in that. He got there one day, he was playing that thing after dinner one day to come in to work. He got there song on that, and he was singing on that mouse. He couldn't stand that music no longer, and he come out, and he jumped out like with his mouth. He liked to play that thing, but it was his brother's fiddle. One of his older brothers died, and he got that fiddle. He wouldn't let me fool with you around. He's afraid I dropped that thing back. He really particular there.
Did your mother work the farm as well?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she'd cook a meal in the morning, and she'd get up and she'd go around well with milk, a couple of old cows to have milk and butter. And we were off down the hill, had a spring there. We'd carry that milk down there, cool that, and she'd come back and get ready, and she'd come on the field. She'd work till about 10:30. She'd go down, she'd stir up dinner and supper both at the same time. It wasn't hard to cook a few beans and a little corn bread. She'd make her bread and roll that up in a cloth, put that in a quilt stack, keep that warm for supper. And that's what we had for supper, and she'd go work all evening. And then milk the milk out. Go down. She worked at the back of it like a man.
She had two jobs. Take care of the family and take care of the farm.
Had to hurt if we started to death. But then we're back at that time. It was kind of hard. It took everybody working to have something to eat and get along with. Of course, you didn't have to spend a whole lot. You didn't have nothing to buy. You buy a little salt, sodium, baby powder. Maybe a flour, stuff like that, and do some dried beans. That's about all the roast. They didn't have all the canned stuff then.
Did you learn any time savers or shortcuts, you know, from the generation of your family in growing tobacco?
Yeah. The old people, they had hard ways of doing it, but get them old plows and get out there. When they first began to turn, they actually had to set for what they call the bullet on it. There wouldn't be any blacksmiths that make them things. That's the way they had to break the land up then, and dial them things back as far as we deep up here that way. And only later on, they got them turning plows factory built. You live that down a little better, and then we only got them tractors, and it ain't near as much trouble now with the tractors. Turn your ground, disc it up. And then you got them backer setters, you set that stuff out, doing things. All you got to do is ride on that sticky prance in there. That's your order to beat that, getting in there, pump it over, put it in there with your fingers. Then they got them cultivators, that tractor that keeps the weeds down, too. They work the weeds out a little while. Had that old mule, an old double shovel plow, or a G-wheel, G-wheels with a 5 or 7 spring out there. It really gets really weak. But you had to go around in the roller with a tractor. You just go one time through there and get both sides of that roller. It makes it a lot faster, better.